There's a buyer for Fisher Communications, the operator of Como TV. If the deal goes through, Seattle's going to lose its last locally owned network TV station. Fisher also owns Como News Radio, KPLZ Star 101.5, and KVI 570. The company bidding for Como? The Sinclair Broadcast Group. It's known for its support of conservative causes. This morning, I spoke about the deal with Dan Kennedy, a journalism professor at Northwestern University in Boston. He's written about media for The Guardian. He's a panelist on the award-winning weekly media roundtable on WGBH-TV called Beat the Press. Dan Kennedy explained why the Sinclair Broadcast Group is making this move.
Like so many of these corporate chains, they have been expanding their reach to various parts of the country. I understand that with this latest acquisition, they'll be available in about one-third of households throughout the country. And for those of us who think that local control of our media is a something to be desired, this is a pretty distressing trend. However, it's also a horse that left the barn many years ago.
There is a lot of talk here about where the political sympathies of the Sinclair Broadcasting Group might be. Back in 2004, they were trying to air a documentary attacking John Kerry, supposedly for his anti-Vietnam War activities. What do we know about the politics of this company? And more to the point, what do we know about the politics they might impose on some of their local affiliates?
Well, it is a very conservative ownership, and you've mentioned one of the incidents. There have been others as well. One of the incidents that I found most disturbing was when ABC's Nightline several years ago did a report on the American casualties in the war in Iraq. Sinclair apparently ordered its ABC affiliates not to show it because they felt that it was anti-war propaganda or something. And here you have something being put out by one of the most respected outlets in broadcast journalism. So that is certainly something that would give a great amount of concern.
By one account, they have exercised their political muscle in the ways that we've just been talking about. But when it comes to the local news, they are said to not interfere with that. Do you have any knowledge of whether that is true or not?
You know, Fox, which is well known for its conservative leanings, is the owner of a local TV station in the Boston area, and they put out very good local news programming. They do have some conservative commentary on it from time to time, but you know, they have a lot of people. They do a good job covering the news, and you know, news is a good business. And if you, I guess, if you start mucking it up with your political point of view, you start to hurt your business, and I guess we should hope that the business people at Sinclair are smart enough not to harm their news product by letting their politics interfere.
I'm talking with Dan Kennedy, journalism professor at Northeastern University in Boston, and we are talking about the proposed sale of Fisher Communications to the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Do we have any idea whether this is going to be a good deal? You hear all these lawyers swirling around the proposed deal, and you think that someone's going to jump in here with a lawsuit and say it's not enough money.
Well, I understand that Sinclair's stock price rose quite a bit on the news of this sale. So obviously people on the Sinclair side of the equation think that this is quite a good deal. So maybe people on the Fisher side of the equation ought to be taking a look at whether this is also a good deal for them. You know, there may also be some regulatory issues involved. This dates me, I suppose, but broadcasters are supposed to have a public service obligation as part of their license for having control of what we used to refer to as the public airwaves. Those things seem to have long gone by the boards, but this is a chance for the FCC to take a close look at this and make sure that it's in the interest not just of shareholders, but also of the community, because that is supposed to be one of the standards.
Journalism professor Dan Kennedy talking about the big announcement yesterday that the Sinclair Broadcast Group has a bid in to buy Seattle-based Fisher Communications for about $373 million. The deal will need the approval of Fisher shareholders and the FCC.